Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Monday, this new week, this Thanksgiving week of the Sounds of Faith. We thank you so very much for allowing us to be a part of your day, and we're excited about what God's going to do and what God is doing here through the Sounds of Faith. And we indeed count you a part of our listening family. And we want you to enjoy the music. I don't think there's anything wrong whatsoever enjoying God's good old-fashioned music. I don't think there's a bit of problem with that. I don't even believe there's anything wrong with it patting your foot a little bit, as long as it gets to your heart first, amen? And, of course, we'll have the Word of God, and we got some special thoughts for today, our truth for today's. And we're looking forward to it this week. And here we're going to get started off with the Faith Trio singing for you a song about Him living, amen. Because He lives, we can live also. Amen. I like this old song.
Story of amazing grace at Calvary on the old rugged cross where He set me free, and because He lives, it is well with my soul, and I'm bound for that city where we'll never grow. And because He lives, it is well with my soul, and I'm bound for that city where we'll never grow.
City where we'll never grow old. Amen. Great job there from the Faith Trio. Amen. That's Judd and his wife Debbie Douglas and Miss Tammy Griffin playing there on the piano and singing as well, making up that trio. Amen. Well, we praise God for that. Well, we'd love to have you come. If you like old-fashioned singing like that and good old choir singing and solo work, quartets, even got a little bit of bluegrass every now and then. Amen. We'd love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith. We're an old-fashioned church, amen, with an old message, amen. We don't have any new truths to tell. We just tell the old story of Jesus and His love, amen. And we'd love to have you to this Wednesday will be our prayer meeting service, and we'd love to have you come for that. It'll be our special Thanksgiving Eve service, which is a good testimony time, and people finish the sentence, this year I am thankful for, and it take about 30 seconds, most of them do, some less, some a little more, but we won't get into that, but we'll have a special time, one of my favorite services of the year, and we'd love to have you come for that on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock is our Sunday school time, and 11 begins our worship, and then we come back for the 6 o'clock evening service, and we just would be overwhelmed and delighted to have you and your family come visit here at the Faith Baptist Church, located very simply 5 miles south of Shelby, down 18 south at the intersection of Highway 180 there, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Amen. About as far south in Cleveland County as you can get, amen, without being in South Carolina. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you. Come on by and pay us a visit. We got you a seat saved. Amen. If you come on a Sunday, you'll hear a good number like this right here from our orchestra. This one says, "Because He Lives." Because He Lives. Amen. Well, you know, this is Thanksgiving week. Amen. And looking forward to a little time with our families and a little time with some turkey. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But you know what? I thought about this would be a good time this week, instead of just having a thought, is just giving you something that we're thankful for, or maybe at least we ought to be thankful for it if we're not thankful for it as of yet. And I want to give you some scripture and then give you those things, one each day this week, as we go through this week of Thanksgiving. We'll begin this week with being thankful for God's works. For God's works. You know, He tells us in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." Then He says in Psalm 26, verse 7, "That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and notice and tell of all Thy wondrous works." Oh, boy, I tell you what. How long would it take you? How long would it take us just to try to tell and be thankful for God's wondrous works. Amen. What a great truth from God's infallible, inerrant word. Amen. Well, it's getting about that time to pray, and we will go to Heavenly Father at this time in prayer. Join me if you can. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you with thanksgiving in our hearts today, giving thanks unto our God above, our Heavenly Father. And we do thank you for your wondrous and mighty works. Lord, one of those works is forgiveness of sin. And Lord, I pray that you'd forgive us of any thought or any deed, any word that was not right in thy sight. Cleanse us, dear Lord, I pray. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. Thank you, Father, for the holiday. Thank you for those who are listening to the Sounds of Faith today. I pray with them. On their be not as a high priest, I am not that, but I can join in prayer with them. As you said in your word, bearing one another's burdens, and we do that, and we pray for whatever need they may have today, God, that you would speak to their hearts, and God, do that which is impossible for man to do. Now, Lord, as we look across our life, and we see, God, the goodness of God in our life, how can one not stop and give you thanks 365 days a year? And that would not be enough time, God, to praise you and thank you for all you've done and all you're going to do and all that you are. So let me say it one more time in this closing prayer today. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you once again. Thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son and our Savior, in whose name we pray in today. Jesus. That wonderful name, I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, I told you, I think last week, I think we heard a couple from our dear friend, Brother Dale. Of course, he's a blind gentleman that visits. He visits our church with Brother Don Swearingen, and he's blind. I don't know how long he's been blind. I don't know any details about it, but he plays the piano very well. I mean, just, it's amazing. It is really amazing. And we featured a couple songs by him last week, I believe, on the broadcast, and we're going to hear one from him again today. And this one is, I think it starts off with, "I'll meet you in the morning." I don't know how he ends it up, but I like it. Amen. As he plays for us today. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, until we meet in the morning, we ought to be counting our blessings, naming them one by one. I tell you, that's what we're thinking about this week, and we'll get into the preaching here in just a moment. Here's a good number from the choir to finish out the music for today. I love this song. It says, I'm saved by... Saved by the blood of the crucified one. Amen. I like that good old-fashioned choir singing, don't you? Amen. Well, we're looking now in the Word of God. I hope that you have a Bible handy. If you do not, I will read. I'm going to read the 100th Psalm. I just think it's very fitting for this season and for this week, particularly being the week of Thanksgiving. And the Bible said, the psalmist said in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and his sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. I want to preach this week, and the thought hit me a few weeks ago, and I knew I was going to be relating some Thanksgiving thoughts this week, and I did last week, but I want to think about this. Keeping the gratitude attitude. Years ago, we had a vacation Bible school on the Beatitudes, and we talked about the Beatitude attitude, but I want to talk about the gratitude attitude this week, or how to keep a thankful heart. You know, the Bible tells me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, we preached last week on the things that Paul the Apostle, we saw through his writings, some things that he was thankful for. But you know what I have found in my own life? I've seen it in Paul's life. I can see it in my life at times. I can see it in others, that the thankful people are usually the happiest people in the world. Those people that consistently practice gratitude towards God and even to others are the very ones that display the attitude of thanksgiving. And I tell you what, there's something that we can do, not just at this time of year, but something that we ought to have every day of the year, and that's a thankful heart. And, you know, I was taught in school, I remember, in the old days, back when I was in like third and fourth grade, boy, Thanksgiving, we'd always talk about the pilgrims. We'd always talk about the first Thanksgiving and all this, and how the pilgrims and the Indians would come together, have a great meal and all that. But you know what? I got to thinking as I was older and knew more about the Bible that, you know, Thanksgiving did not begin with the pilgrims there in 1620. You know, way before that, centuries before that, the psalmist wrote in the Psalms expressing thanksgiving. He talked about it in Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And then even Paul wrote, right, we talked about this last week. As a matter of fact, we read this very verse last week in 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. You know, today we set aside, you know, when I say today, I'm talking about in the day in which we live. We set aside one day for Thanksgiving. That's this coming Thursday. And often we feel the rest of the days of the year, sometimes with grumbling. Well, I won't try to help us with that this week. I want God the Holy Ghost to help us not to fill our days and our life with an unthankful, an ungrateful heart and attitude. Instead, we should set aside, think about this, what if we flip that around? What if we only set aside one day of the year for our grumbling? Pick a day, any day of the year. That's your day, my day to grumble. It don't have to be the same day, just be your day, my day. We'll pick out one day. But all the other days, the 364 days that's left, we're going to give God thanks. Now, I don't think we'll spend that one day grumbling, but here you go. If we spend more time thanking God than grumbling about things, I believe we'd have a better outlook on the whole picture, so to speak. But how to keep a thankful heart? How can we do it? How can we do it? How can we do what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18? How can we in everything give thanks? How can we do this? I believe, number one, I think the habit of daily thanksgiving. I think it ought to be a daily habit. I know we ought not to think of it as a habit, but you know what? You know, I think we need to get in a routine of giving God glory or keeping our hearts and mind faced. And I think that's the first key to a thankful heart, is to daily give him praise and give him thanks. You know, there are many, think about it, just number them. Think about the many daily blessings which we can be thankful for. Life itself, just like being on God's wake-up list this morning, that's some reason to give thanks, right? Why, you know, we are to give God thanks for the very simple things of life. Now, that air that you're taking in and out of your lungs today that we never think about until we have some condition or some sickness that will restrict that, then we become thankful. You know, our daily health, is another priceless treasure. There's just no way in the world we can give God praise enough for just being able to walk across the platform, but just be able to walk across the parking lot to get in the house of God this morning, just to be able to get to my office and be able to set up and get up and get down in my chair. That's a blessing. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be thankful for our homes. We take them so much for granted, our families, and soon they'll grow up and they're gone. Oh, listen, consider being thankful today for your health, for your home, and just for the simple things of life. We should be thankful for our friends, as Paul was last week. We talked about that. We ought to be thankful for all the opportunities that we have to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should express our thanks for our nation. I know it ain't all what it ought to be, and I know we got a lot of crazy people living in this country, but you know what? I still rather live here than anywhere else. It's the greatest country on the face of God's earth. We ought to give thanks for it. Give thanks for every spiritual blessing. So to start with, to keep a gratitude attitude, we must give God thanks every day. It takes a habit of daily thanksgiving. It's key. It's key, number one, to unlock a grateful and thankful heart. Now, we've got, we got one thought like that every day this week. And we'll continue on that thought tomorrow. But until then, God bless you. Have a great day. And tune us in again tomorrow for the Sounds of Faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.